morning, Steph.
Good morning. I'm so happy for you that you're taking a few days off. You deserve it. You've worked so hard over the last year. And you need rest. You need rest.
Listen.
We all do, but you do as well.
I have been watching everybody on leave for the last couple of weeks. And super, super jealous, having all of the FOMO. And it is now officially my turn.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy for you. So I've got to ask you a quick question about something that I want to chat to you, the ladies about on Five Breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the concept of what they call a no buy year, like no purchase year? It is this trend that's going around, yeah, and it is being encouraged by a lot of people, tons of people committing to this on social media, specifically on TikTok. Essentially, a no buy year is where you buy no new clothes, including accessories and shoes and stuff, no new decor for the house, no gadgets. You only buy necessities. Now, obviously, this benefits you in a multitude of different ways.
Yeah.
I just wondered if a no-buy year would be something that you would be able to be able.
I would never, ever be able to survive something like that. Absolutely not. Because the thing is, we've had a tough 2 years. Okay, and sometimes that little item that you buy just makes you feel a whole lot better. Even if you put a dent in your pocket, it makes you feel so much better about the chaos we've been living in for the last couple of years. So I would not be able to survive. Nope, absolutely not.